Well, welcome back to Ohio Conference Cast, everyone. And this is, I think, the second time we've been on the road. We're not at home right now.
Yes, we did. We recorded another one on the road. We are in, wait, is it Tedro? What is it?
Hey, it's Tedro.
Tedro. We are in Tedro, Ohio.
Okay. And the voice you heard there was the pastor of Tedro Mennonite Church. Why don't you tell us a little about who you are?
Okay. I'm Doug King. I've been here at Tedro for about 6.5 years as lead pastor. I'm on staff here with Ryan Nafziger, who is a youth and young adult pastor as well. And he came on the exact same time that I did. So we've both been here for 6.5 years. I grew up in Archbold, Ohio, went to Heston for college, Eastern Mennonite for the last 2 years of college. Worked in radio out in Virginia.
Which made us a little bit nervous to know that we're interviewing a radio
person. Yeah, we're not sure how we feel about that.
Our setup is less than professional.
Yes.
It'll be fine. So from there, then I went to seminary at Eastern Mennonite and then did some youth pastor work out there. Went to Illinois for 8 years as a lead pastor of a small congregation. Then Tedro called here, and we made the transition to this place.
So is Illinois where they send young pastors to prove themselves out in the plains?
Well, it was a good...
Careful how you answer that.
It was a good place to be.
We don't know that we have any listeners in Illinois, so
and we won't have them now. So I'm Bill Seymour, and the first voice you heard was Thomas Dunn, but there's a fourth person in the room. Lynn, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Lynn Miller. I'm a lifetime member of this congregation, so I grew up here at Tedro Mennonite.
You should know, listeners, since you can't see him, Lynn looks like he's older than 25, less than 70.
That's a good range. I am from this community of Northwest Ohio, and I just finished my second term as elder here at Tedro Mennonite. So I am no longer on the leadership team here at Tedro Mennonite, but I was asked to join tonight.
Excellent.
And the reason we are in Tedro, well, the reason we're in Tedro now is there is a regional gathering tonight, but we wanted to come early and meet with Doug and Lynn because we have heard reports that they are going through a process that's similar to what a lot of Ohio Conference churches have considered, are considering and have gone through, but we heard from regional pastor, we heard from the voice committee saying Tedro is doing a very thorough and good job with kind of discerning affiliation. And so we thought this would be a great opportunity to hear more about that process that they're going through.
Right, the process. This podcast is not concerned with whether or not or what the answer will end up being, but we thought that since there is a healthy process, we could highlight that and we can all learn from healthy process.
So where to jump in here? Do you want either one of you can answer, but maybe just if you want to give us a quick 2-minute summary or just an overview of what it is, and then we can maybe drill down and ask a couple detailed questions about what that is. So yeah, give us a little background and what that healthy process has looked like from your perspective.
Okay. Well, as you know, the anxiety that's in the broader Mennonite church regarding the sexuality issue was also become created some anxiety here in our congregation. And as members of the leadership team and pastoral staff, we learned real quickly that this is something we're going to have to address. And so it's been, I don't know, Lynn, it's been several years in the working here that right. We've been in this process.
Right. And I think we more officially started it around December of 2015. Was when we started a process to make sure that we're on the same page here at Tedro Mennonite about our beliefs, regardless of what Ohio Conference and or MCUSA is doing or saying. We took a step back and said, let's look to see and make sure that we understand what we believe here at Tedro Mennonite.
So you started with an internal process of doing. So how did you go about that internal process within your church?
The leadership team kind of took the lead on this, and we came up with a statement, mm-hmm. That of what we believe here at Tedrow Mennonite Church. And we took that statement and tested that with the congregation. And Lynn, you might have the details of the results of that, but pretty much we came out with nearly 100% believing or can agreeing to the statement that the leadership team put out regarding sexuality.
So is this a statement about human sexuality or a broader what we believe statement?
It would be, I think we focused on our definition of what marriage is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you have come to a place in your congregation where you're pretty close to all on the same page about what you believe about marriage, and then what was the next step?
Well, after that process, then we were deciding actually what our next step was going to be. And again, this was in January, February of 2016. And it was then that we started hearing about what Ohio Conference was doing leading up to their ACA of 2016. And we understood from some of our meetings that we had with Ohio Conference that you were going to recommend a year of the covenant, or a covenant year. And as we found more information out about that, we decided as a leadership team, that's what we were going to recommend to our church, that we would have our own year of the covenant, that we would follow the recommendations set forth by Ohio Conference. And so that was what we ended up our next step being. We weren't quite sure what we were going to do in January and February, but once we understood what Ohio Conference was recommending, that became our recommendation for the next year.
Okay. And what have you done this past year?
There's been a number of things that we have accomplished over the last year. One of those was to do a pastoral congregational evaluation. I think we're set up to do that every 3 to 5 years, I think, is what Tedrow likes to do those. But since we had Ryan and I had come 6.5 years ago, we had not done a congregational pastoral evaluation. So we were able to get that accomplished as one of the several things that we wanted to do. We also wanted to, and Lynn should talk more about this, because we were asked to look into what the colleges, educational entities of the denomination were teaching about marriage. And Lynn took the lead on that. I don't know if you want to give more detail.
Yep. And we started that process in April of 2016, and we weren't sure how we were going to accomplish that. Like Doug has mentioned, our goal was to reach out and talk to the colleges and the seminaries regarding the teaching position of this subject. I started by emailing directly to a president of a college, happened to know him personally, and did get a response from him.
So you say did or didn't?
I did.
You did, okay.
Yep. I did get a response, but we were questioning how are we going to reach out to everyone like this. It was soon after that we had a meeting with George O'Reilly and Cliff Brubaker here at our church, April timeframe, April, May 2016 timeframe, as I recall. We were meeting on a variety of subjects, and one of them was this topic. And they told us, George and Cliff told us, that there was this new task force being formed. Had not been formed yet, just kind of the start of it. But our understanding of the task force was that they would help bring questions like we were asking and talk to the various agencies the agencies on behalf of us. And in terms of just not, instead of being one voice here at Tedrow Mennonite, we'd be a collective voice through Ohio Conference. So that's how we understood what was going to happen. Again, that was in May, as I recall, April, May of 2016. We understood that it was not going to happen right away. But I emailed, I believe, Thomas in June, according to my records of 2016, our questions. He responded very quickly, and we got to the point that over the next couple months, we kind of hashed out the two questions that we ultimately asked the task force to ask on our behalf. And that process started mid-September, as I recall, as the task force officially got the first meeting, I think, was in August, and they started looking into our questions in mid-September.
Right. We started passing your questions along in mid-September, and we have gotten a few general responses. We have not yet gotten full answers to those questions.
So you hear Bill using the "we" because Bill is one of the people on that task force.
That is correct. Yeah.
Another thing that we did in this process was to help the congregation learn about what Ohio Conference and Mennonite Church USA provide for their member churches. And so this was a teaching tool, basically, to help the congregation learn more about what Ohio Conference does and what we receive from the services of Ohio Conference. Felt like that over the years, members in the congregation didn't really grasp what our connection was to Ohio Conference. We knew that it existed. We knew we gave money to it, but we didn't, there was sort of a loose connection. We saw that closer connection when we were going through the pastoral search process. But then after that, it kind of just leveled off and we didn't hear a lot from conference. And I think over time, people just say, well, what's this all about? And is it more of a hassle or a detriment to us than a healthy connection? So we put together a two-page document, I guess. One was highlighting what Ohio Conference did and the other Mennonite Church USA. And we really encourage the congregation to do their own work and to and discernment about what these two organizations are about.
So it sounds to me, excuse me, it sounds to me like in the beginning of your process, you thought, well, okay, let's clarify who we are, at least around one thing. And then we have questions about two aspects of the broader organization we're a part of, the broader body we're a part of. And rather than gripe and complain, you drew closer, entering the year of covenant, or modeling with, going along with that, looking into the positive things that these groups bring, particularly Ohio Conference, so that you could, to me at least, it sounds like you approached this from what's good and what's positive, with maybe a mind to say, do we still belong? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think from my perspective, that would be an accurate understanding of what we were trying to do. We were, this is who we are. This is who Ohio Conference is. This is who a Mennonite Church USA is. And do we have similar beliefs?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And okay. Work at it in that direction and help hopefully bring the congregation along with us through that process.
And maybe help clarify, we kind of started at the beginning of December 2015 when we said, let's make sure we understand what we believe. We actually had started probably a month before that of going down the road of do our beliefs line up with Ohio Conference and MCUSA. Well, we quickly realized we got to make sure we know what we believe.
Yeah, right.
So to kind of back the story up even to the beginning, we started down a process and we realized, hey, wait a minute, we need to make sure we're on the same page here. Took that step back. I think it was a very good decision to do that. And then that's where our story started up earlier, about December of 2015, making sure we understand what we believe here at Tedrow Mennonite.
Okay.
So we are recording this in February of 2017, so it seems like 13, 14, 15 months process since you really first started asking.
Because Thomas really doesn't know how to count.
Well, he kind of said it was a little before December.
Just keep going.
And I don't want to try to count because I would have messed up for sure. But anyways, it's not a short process you guys have engaged in. So kind of what's the pulse of the leadership in the congregation? I mean, has it been kind of a healthy, life-giving thing that you've sensed? Or has it been a drain and there's really kind of a, let's end this type mentality? What's your sense of how that's gone?
So we would like to, we wish we could say that this has been a great last 15 or 16 months for our entire congregation, but we cannot say that. When the leadership team recommended that we follow Ohio Conference's Year of the Covenant, not everyone in our congregation could support that. And so a handful of families did choose to leave our church, which has been, we're mourning that loss. Mm-hmm. We're mourning that loss. We're not a large congregation, and they are missed. And it does feel in many ways like, you know, it is time to make, let's move on. Mm-hmm. So we recognize that as a leadership team, out of the pastoral and congregational evaluations that Doug had talked about that we did this past year, two themes were very clear. The first theme was focused on discipleship. We need to make sure that we focus a lot of our energy on personal discipleship and making sure we spend time in the Word and that we do those disciplines. And people are asking for help with those disciplines. Mm-hmm. The second theme was about thinking beyond ourselves, being even more intentional about the community that we are in here in Tedrow, Ohio. This is a small community, and we've been here a long time, and we do have intentional outreach with this community, namely through a vocational Bible school program that we've run for years here, and several other activities, including there's two other churches here in this small town, and we have been meeting for a Christmas Eve service and a Sunday Easter morning sunrise service and breakfast together for years. So we have been intentional in outreach here, but the direction is to step that up, mm-hmm. to even be more intentional. So that felt good to us as leadership, that the evaluations for both the congregation and the leadership came back very positive, and these two themes rose very high above the rest. And our goal now is to move on from the decision that we are going to be making and focus on these two, both on discipleship and focus on being missional even more here to the community of Tedrow.
I wonder what that was.
What you are hearing is a northern oriole from Pastor Doug's bird clock.
Yes. So what Doug
we just might
to mention,
leave that in there.
He's a birder. He didn't he say that in his introduction.
Well, he's a Mennonite male pastor. Of course he's a birder. Oh, now we're going to get emails. Okay.
I'm not a birder. I fit those other categories. All right.
Yeah.
So, coming back on topic, as we introduced this whole idea, there are other churches that are in the same boat as you are, in process or thinking about the process. Any advice that you would have for any churches considering that, things to avoid, things to do? Any advice you'd have?
Well, I would suggest, it's my personality, I guess, not to make rush decisions, just to kind of take your time, be methodical through the process. There are times when we just wish we could have just made a decision and moved on right away, but knew that wasn't the right way to approach this. So, it's going to take some time. Take the time to go through a good process with the congregation.
Yeah, and for me, it was related to being as transparent as you possibly can with the congregation. We have done several times. We've asked the congregation questions. You heard us say about the statement. Ask people whether they could support our statement or not. We've been asking several different instances for their feedback along the way. And we were very clear with, before ACA of 2016, we were very clear with our congregation what we were recommending. In terms of, we were recommending that we would follow the Year of the Covenant with Ohio Conference. And we actually indicated how we would vote at ACA with our delegates. So we made sure that all of our delegates were on the same page, and it followed exactly what the vote with the congregation was. So that was big in my opinion. That was it's important in my opinion to make sure that the congregation knows how the delegates will be voting, whether it's ACA or MCUSA.
And I guess one final question I'd throw in is if there are people listening. And, you know, whoever, man, that we're bumped up to 6, 7 listeners.
I think maybe even 8.
if they happen to be in a similar boat, are you open to sharing anything you've done? Do you have kind of a couple-page document of the process you went through? Or would you be open to phone calls along those lines? Or do we hear you saying, we've had enough process?
So they are nodding yes. So contact Doug and Lynn. At dougandlynn@gmail.com.
Yeah.
No, that's no, not right. Right. You can email ohioconferencecast@gmail.com. That's a good plug for that email address, and we can send you along the way, or contact your regional pastor or look it
Judy
up in
King.
The phone book.
Call Judy King.
Call Judy, because Judy knows everything. All right. Sign us off, Thomas.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Doug, and thank you, Lynn. Thank you for modeling good, healthy process. I think it's great to hear how you guys have gone through that. Thanks for taking the time to share with us, and thanks for being on Ohio Conference Cast.